Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, yeah, my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's my pleasure to be with Melody Cederstrom. As you know, we do a show prior to this one on shortwave radio that we co-host together, or we host together. And we have a lot of fun. We've got to know each other a little bit more. It's just an amazing journey that we've been taking. And so anyway, we welcome Melody Cederstrom today. She is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. Melody, good morning again. How are you?
And good morning to you and to your listeners. It's always great to be here. It's been fun. And have a great announcement this morning.
You have an announcement?
I have a great announcement this morning.
Okay.
You know, the gold was moving upwards, and they took a big hit. We were up big on Friday. They hit it hard on Monday. And we have, right now, we have gold up $9 today at $1,290. And silver is up 15 cents this morning at $17.19. So a nice turnaround for gold and silver. Usually they'll try and hit the precious metals going into a holiday, and I think that's what they were doing on Monday.
Oh, okay.
There's light trading this week, so it's really easy for them to move markets in either direction. And with that said, there is pressure on the paper markets today. But I don't think anybody's going to notice today, and I think that's the key, because usually a lot of people are busy today, you know, with traveling and with, you know, doing the last minute grocery store shopping for their dinners tomorrow and so forth.
We know we forgot something.
Always forget something. So, you know, so people are much more distracted today, and so it's very easy to, you know, so maybe the markets are just doing what they're supposed to do. Paper market's down and gold is higher. So I'm very pleased to see the upward tick in gold today.
Well, that's good. That is great news. That is good news.
It is great news,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful news.
And they're also hammering the dollar. The U.S. dollar today is down 0.46 at 93.53. Crude oil continues to climb. I mean, we're going to be seeing 60 here shortly. There's an OPEC meeting. I don't know when that's coming up. It's coming up shortly.
Okay.
And so we continue to see the crude oil prices on the estimations that the supplies are decreasing. So 57.57 for crude oil. So all inflationary, and certainly not a good time to see crude oil go up to right before winter. And, of course, there's a lot of people will be traveling for this vacation, for the Thanksgiving Day vacation, and, of course, for Christmas, too. So we'll see higher gasoline prices with that. So
right. Well, we always know that that goes up about every holiday, the gasoline prices at the pump. It's almost
one of their big predictions is everybody's traveling because of lower gasoline prices. Well, no, we don't have lower gasoline prices. We're actually having higher gasoline prices from a year ago. So,
is that what they were saying? Because I heard something the other morning. They said more people were going to be on the road this Thanksgiving than last year. Is that what they? Because I was busy doing something else and I didn't hear the reasoning. Is that what it was they were saying?
That was one of the reasons. That was one of the reasons. Lower gasoline prices, but that's not the case. Gasoline is actually higher this year than last year. So
okay,
but people saved and so forth, and it also tells me that perhaps people can't afford airline tickets either. So, or maybe they're maxed out to the point where they can't charge their airline tickets.
Right.
So I'm one where I don't believe the economy is as great as what they are pretending it is. So not to say that it hasn't turned around to some degree. Certainly it has. But it's still not as rosy and easy for, I would think, the majority of the people in this country, not when you have continued increases in your affordable health insurance premiums.
Oh,
you know, they're going up another 50-60%. Mine's up 120% in 2 years. So it's just...
Yeah, ours is just astronomical. And
crazy.
Yeah. But I know that some people have jobs, and I'm sure they're thankful for that going into this season. But I know in this area, I don't know that it's really picked up that much. I know construction has to some degree, but if you still look at the malls, you still see a lot of closing businesses. We lost Sears. We lost Kmart here in this local area. There have been some other shops that have closed that you won't be going to this year when you do your Christmas shopping. So it's not turned around completely just yet, and I don't think it will anytime real soon, but we are hopeful that things will be on the up and up. You know, they're going to make this big new tax thing. They're going to pass this new tax reform, and everybody's going to be better off.
Sure.
Of course. Because, you know, we started out, a month and a half ago. Everybody's going to get a $4,000 raise, and then it went to $1,200, and now they're not talking about any. So I don't know. It's gone from, I heard Lou Dobbs say, it went from, you know, anything, something is better than, give me something. They were quoting Ronald Reagan when he was trying to do the same thing. Give me something and we'll build from it later.
Know how that worked out.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs made the comment, this something is turning into a big nothing. So some of them are excited about it. They think it is going to be something that's going to help us, the middle class. I don't even know if I register as middle class anymore since one of us lost our income. but anyway, we'll see.
Again, we have too much debt now in order to really do any type of tax reform. Yeah. And, you know, unless you start cutting drastically, this is going to increase our deficit. This is going to increase our debt, and the middle class, you know, is going to pay for it. So taxpayers are going to pay for it, and there's no ways of getting around it. And all they want to do is pass something. They don't care about, and I'm sorry, I'd like to think they do. There's days where I think, well, you know what, maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe they really will help, but they're not going to pass anything that's going to benefit the taxpayer of this country because they can't. Mm-hmm. And just to hear that, oh, just pass something, isn't that how Obamacare got through? Just pass it.
Just pass it. Then we'll read it later.
And it's just like, don't read it. Just pass it. It's like, is that how this country should be governed? I don't think so. And if they actually had a good plan for the taxpayers of this country, there wouldn't be a problem. They wouldn't be begging for votes. But Congress is incapable. They're not capable of creating, and because it has to be done right away. It has to be done right away. Just get something done.
They've waited all year, but now in December, it's got to be finished.
I mean, good grief. They had 8 years to work on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and they couldn't do it. They had 8 years. So they're just not capable.
Let me correct your English, your language. It wasn't that they couldn't do it. It's that they didn't want to do it.
Correct.
If they wanted to do it, it would have been done.
Correct.
The Republicans didn't want, they wanted Obamacare, but they didn't want to come out and say that because they would have never gotten elected.
True.
And then when they got elected, oh, you don't understand, it's more complicated than you realize, yeah. Just defund it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. We're heading into the Christmas season. What better thing to give than gold or silver that has value? Give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. But give her a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I know it's a busy day for everyone, Melody. They're all getting ready to either travel or they're getting the house ready for the mob to come in, the gang, the family, whatever the case may be. So I know everybody's busy in the kitchen today, but I hope you've got us tuned in and I hope you write the number down. Because you need to be thinking about what you're going to do at Christmas. A lot of people, they're already Christmas shopping. Some of them are done. I don't like those people. I never get started early. But I think, you know, you had told me, and I guess you still have them, the little silvers, the silver coins that you put in a little case, how perfect those would be for stockings. You know?
Yeah, we do. Let me see if I can just reach around my desk. I have them. They're just little plastic containers. You put in a silver eagle, 2017 silver eagle. It's got two little snowmen on there, and it says Merry Christmas. And it is, they're great little stocking stuffers. And I don't normally do this type of thing because
uh-oh.
It's...
But I put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yeah. But no, you didn't because but it's with the coin, with the container, it includes your shipping. It's $30. So it's a nice little stocking stuffer, and it's nice to see with silver up, and it's a great way to get your family interested in real money, in real money, in real gold and silver money. And it's cute, and I will not gift wrap.
Well, they're already in a little thing, so you don't have to get that. Just
and
you,
I and if people want these, they need
trapping.
Yeah, and they need to get them early because we don't like to get six different addresses to ship them to different people. So
so how much are they?
$30
$30 each.
$30 That includes the shipping. It includes the Silver Eagle, and it includes the little plastic container. So, yeah. And we also have another special today. It's a little more expensive, so maybe you'd want to get this for your spouse. It's $350, and it's 90% silver, but they're brilliant uncirculated silver quarters. And the premiums have dropped so much in the 90% silver that basically these brilliant uncirculated quarters are being sold at what the regular circulated coins were selling for 6 months ago. So it's a great buy to be able to pick up some really nice brilliant uncirculated quarters for $350. And that does include your registered and insured shipping costs. So
okay.
It's $25 face value. I guess that would help if I told you. It'd be $25 face value of the 90% brilliant uncirculated Washington quarters.
Okay, so how many quarters?
It'd be 100 coins.
100, okay.
It's 100 coins.
Okay.
And it's $25 face value. And Carla's by the phone right now, so they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we're continuing to work on the website. It's coming along. Our deadline is December 1st.
Redone.
To roll out the new website to where we're going to have tweeting and blogging and all that stuff.
Good luck keeping up with all that.
People will be able to interact.
Let me suggest something on these coins, on the silver quarters. Grandchildren, $350,
mm-hmm.
100 quarters to distribute to grandchildren. How
mm-hmm.
awesome would that be? That would be just awesome.
As long as they don't put it in a Coke machine.
Don't let them put it. Let the parents know. We have Bill from Iowa. Bill from Iowa. How are you today, Bill?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. I'm extremely upset about two things.
Okay.
And I would like her opinion on these two things. I called once before on the internet, the new changes that are probably coming because my family is getting information from overseas. They said, you don't want this. It may destroy their business and they'll be homeless. And so this is extremely important to me. Also, the tax. I'm not sure what her opinion on the tax that Trump is doing. I initially thought it was good, but I don't know that much. Could she help me out on both, shortly on both them subjects, what
changing.
Her opinion is?
The tax reform keeps changing. I'm going to turn it over to Melody, though.
I wasn't sure, Bill, of the first question.
I called a few weeks, months ago about the new internet rules where you got to pay for what you use or something.
Yeah.
And when I want to make it, and this is a nice version, I got three tigers and a lion coming at me every time I come in the house. Look what your Trump did. They're going to destroy our internet business. So you kind of get where I'm coming from?
Okay.
And that's fine. They're getting stuff from overseas. They already got it over there, and it's killing them. They said, you don't want that. So I'm kind of upset because I'm trying to fight for Trump, but I'm getting all this coming at me.
Well, you know, I don't think net neutrality was Trump's baby. I think that was Obama's baby. And I just
thank you very much.
And I think what you something was just released. I saw the headline. I didn't have a chance to read it because I thought to myself, oh, isn't that interesting? But I never got around to it. But they're actually looking, I believe this was reported by the Washington Post, that they're going to change that net neutrality.
I didn't
have a chance.
Thank you. This will help tremendously because I tried to.
I don't know if they're going to change it, or whatever.
You should hear what's coming
up.
What's on the line out there, man? It's bad.
Yeah.
This is doom and gloom. It's doomsday for anyone that has a computer, a business, a computer business.
Yeah, the FCC's...
So I think I heard from you. That was Obama's baby, and somebody's thinking about changing something on it now.
Yeah, the FCC's, they're trying to roll it back. The repeal of those rules is one of the more significant deregulatory efforts by Trump. So
no, I'm confused now. So what are they rolling back? Trump's thing, the new things, or they're not going to get
They're rolling back the net neutrality.
They're
going to
try and undo that.
They're trying to undo it.
Well, this, where am my family getting their information from?
Because he's president, and that's when it's been implemented. That's where they're getting it.
It was passed in 2015.
Right.
Gotcha. But they're blaming Trump for implementing, but that's
because
so
it just
wrong.
Yeah. But he's not the one who implemented it. President Barack Obama did.
Thank you so much. Now, one more thing, the taxes. How do you stand that? I think it's a good thing, but I'm not sure because I had to go in the house whenever you was saying you was getting ready to give your opinion on the taxes. The new tax thing.
It's not a good thing. I mean,
I'm very open-minded. Trust me. Very open-minded. Go ahead.
Okay. Any reform that they can do to the tax code, I guess, is good. You know, but I don't think we're bankrupt. So how good is this going to be?
You're saying it's going to add to the debt. You don't think that it's going to cause the economy to grow and make more money for taxes? You don't think that? I don't know. I'm staying neutral. I'm just trying to grab as much information as I can to make a decision. Okay.
No, I don't.
So you don't think it's going to grow?
Well, it's
going to add. I got to get an answer on the first and the back. I'm not sure about, but I trust you.
Bill, slow down a second because you're talking through you're talking through Melody's answers. So hold on a second, okay?
Let me say this.
The tax reform that started out is not going to be the tax reform we end up, even if they pass it, because they keep watering it down and changing it. And any reform might be good, but they're not going to give us everything. They're not going to take it away. Let's put it that way. We're still going to be stuck with a lot of taxes because we're stuck with a big debt. Okay, I'm turning back to you, Melody.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Even when Reagan, and I've said this before, even when Reagan did his tax cuts, and this was supposedly, you know, similar to his tax cuts, it helped the economy for a year, year and a half. We went into a deep recession afterwards, and he increased the debt by 130%. That does not sound good, and it was different at that time. We weren't already $20 trillion in debt at that point in time.
All right.
Things are different.
Thank you so much, and I want you to know I respect your opinion and your brain. I don't have a brain like you do.
Yes, you do.
But I do have a brain in this sense to know that we're not in no position, the average guy, to know what's going on. And what you just told me was very impressive. But this is what I told my family all the time. We don't know that much.
That's right.
And now I've got from you, and I tend to believe you now.
And Bill.
Trump just wants to kill us.
Bill, we're going into a break. I got to cut you short. I'm so sorry, but we're going into a break.
Thank you so much, Bill, for your call.
We're heading into a break. The number to call is 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. We've come up with what I think are fantastic Christmas gifts already. You can do all your shopping through Melody and you'll have it done. I just think it's a great idea to put those silver eagles in the stockings and to get those silver quarters for the kids. You know, one year, years and years and years and years ago, my daddy went up to the bank and bought a whole bunch of Susan B. Anthony quarters. Dollars. And gave them to all the grandchildren. Gave all the grandchildren a Susan B. Anthony coin. And I don't know that they knew at that point in time how special that was, but they all kept them. They've all got their mm-hmm. Susan B. Anthony from their papa, that he gave them 1 year. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of special. It was all Dad's idea. So, anyway.
Well, that's what we received when we were, you know, kids. We got the books that you made your collections. You looked at the pennies and the dates and the Dankens books. You filled them up. We did that. I mean, that was a big deal. Money was something. It was real money.
And, you know, we looked up the old wheat pennies. We had the little collections and the books and the dates and, you know, things like that. So particularly after, you know, they didn't make the silver coins anymore after 64. So it was a very big deal because our grandparents and our parents knew what real money was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they knew the difference. And today people only know that it spends. And I believe because it spends is the problem, because they don't understand what the problem is. And, you know, all of our problems that we have are symptoms of not having a golden silver backed money. So it's, if we need to fix our problems, that's where we need to start. One of the places we need to start. I believe we've gone past the point of being able to return until things collapse, until things are reset. We had Greg Hunter on the program yesterday, and I agreed with him. I've been saying this for years, and he's one of the first ones that, you know, actually said the same thing that I've always been saying. The dollar doesn't have to drop to zero. And I think everyone is expecting it to go to zero and a new currency being reintroduced and so forth. That may be. But we might need a new currency even before it gets to zero. So I think we're certainly in an uncharted territory, and no one really knows how this is going to handle just because of the size. And we're just not talking here in the United States. We're talking globally. Mm-hmm. We have a world that is awash in debt. They can't turn it around. The only reason economies are being strong is because of stimulus from central banks. And once they start cutting off the water, the food that supplies this system, these central banks, I don't think it can sustain itself.
You know, it's just crazy what's happening in the economy across the globe. It's not just here, it's everywhere. And it can't continue to sustain. Something's going
to happen. It's not going to continue. I mean, I know I've said for 23 years they're going to print until the cows come home. That's what they're going to do.
They are.
The cows will come home. And the cows will come home. Always do, always will.
The cows will come home. That's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they will. So, I mean, I think we're at the point where they're real close.
Yes.
You know, they are real close. And I saw a headline today that there's a shopper in Texas. He's already camping out in front of Best Buy to save $300 on a 50-inch television set. You know, Best Buy opens up like tomorrow night, I think, like at 5 o'clock. And he's already in line, $300. If you watch the newspapers throughout the year, you can probably find that type of savings on a 50-inch television any time of the week. But he's kind of made it a ritual. He's been doing it since 2011. But we're a consumer society.
We are.
And it's buy, 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 buy. 70% of our economy is based on people buying. Well, you know what? I think we reached the peak of consumerism. And, you hear Janet Yellen surprised. She doesn't understand why we don't have inflation. That's what she says. She has, you know.
Maybe she doesn't have inflation.
Yeah. Well, she does. You know. Even Alan Greenspan said that it's not what we do at the Federal Reserve that makes important, important decisions. It's what we say. Mm. Is what has the most influence. So it's not what they do that has the biggest influence. It's just what they say. So everything that comes out of the Federal Reserve, every press conference, every statement that comes out of the Federal Reserve is based on how they want those statements to impact monetary policy and Wall Street. And it's what a tangled web we weave, and certainly is not beneficial for us.
The rest of that is when we practice to deceive, and that's exactly what we have been under, is a deception.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's how they're able to print until the cows come home. And the only thing that really does not have any debt assigned to it is gold and silver. And gold and silver will be the only way to preserve your wealth. And I hear about all these guys who promote the prices of gold and silver. That's gravy. The real importance of gold and silver is preserving your purchasing power. It's because of our government. And gold used to keep government in line, in check. Mm-hmm. Gold kept the government accountable for what they spent. That didn't mean they couldn't go into debt, but they wouldn't have been able to go into $20 trillion plus in debt, and we wouldn't have the size of government that we have today. We wouldn't be losing our freedoms and our liberties if we'd still have a gold back monetary system. And I mean, so people need to get prepared. We have the debt ceiling to talk about, and I think that's why they're trying to push this, you know, the vote on taxes before the 15th of December. I think that'll be a big deal. And so, yes, they'll probably just increase it and move it on, but you don't know for sure. You don't know for sure what type of impact that it might have. So it's going to be another interesting year. I think I said a year ago, Beth, this year was going to be an interesting one.
Not interesting. You said it was going to be, what was the word? We have a caller, but I want to hold off because we're going to head into a break here shortly. What was it you said? It was going to, not interesting, active. I think that was the word you used. It's going to be active. Oh, my gosh. It has far exceeded your prediction as far as what has happened, the chaos, and the activity, and some of the activities have been a little lewd, if we've been finding out, that have gone on in this year. You know, I can't believe it's already been a year since election, you know? November the 8th made it official that anybody who didn't realize Hillary lost made it official. We're going into a break. Paul, thank you for your patience. Please hang on. We have Paul from Illinois has a question. Give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with Paul. He has a question for Melody. And we'll be visiting with Melody. And I'm just here for the refereeing. 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
Uh-huh.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and she is a sponsor of the show. We're going to go straight to the phones. Paul's been very patient. He's been hanging on. He's from Illinois. Paul, thank you for your patience, and what's on your mind?
I was listening to WHA-TV at late at night radio, and there was a commercial that came on called ProfitFromPot.com. And it was saying $50 per share
for
and 25 cents to stake a claim on this. I don't have internet service, but I was hoping I could talk with somebody that could tell me if I'm just listening to a spoof or what it could be.
What was the profit from?
ProfitFromPot.com.
Trying to sell marijuana. Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to support that, I mean.
Well, see, like I said, I don't have internet access, and I'm trying to figure out, is this a farce? Is this a spoof?
No, it's, there has been some talk about legalizing it. It is legal in some areas, and so, yes, they're trying to tell you how to get in the pot business.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh. It's going to end up costing you, right?
I would say it's going to cost
probably.
Somebody.
Well, thanks a lot.
Is there anything free in this world?
Nothing's free. Thank you, Paul.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul. You have a great Thanksgiving. And
thanks a lot. You too, girls.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. First off, I'd like to thank you and Melanie for everything that you're doing, and I wish you and your families a real fine Thanksgiving and a great holiday season.
Thank you.
And Melanie, my question is this. In 1929, which is, quote, the big crash, when they devalued the paper at that time, were the coins, which are minted by the U.S. Mint and not printed by the government printing office, were the coins also devalued along with the paper? Or do coins hold some sort of a difference in value because of the fact that they are more or less still constitutional, whereas the paper, the Federal Reserve note, is not? And for those of you that are listening today, please support both Beth and Melanie. I did business with Melanie back some years ago before the Bums and Hobos Union cut out her pension when I had a little bit of money, and she was very straight up and good and honest to deal with. She's a good woman.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mike. When they did the crash, the gold price was the same. It didn't change. When it changed was in 1933 when they confiscated gold and government bought it back at one. Thereafter, they increased it. So it actually went up after that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so it does. It did remain constant during that time. Now the paper shares that they did a little bit better during the depression, during the crash of 29, but they really didn't do that great. Not what people talk about. They say, oh, they did so well during, you know, and this is why you need to buy them today. They really didn't. And there was one homestead or home stake. I can't remember. I think it's home stake. It didn't really take off until they confiscated the gold. Then it took off. Then it went nuts because people didn't have an option. Mm. You know, they couldn't own gold. So unless it was of rare and unusual quality, then you were able to keep your gold. But so gold did remain constant until the crash, but it really took off. They redevalued the gold after they confiscated. They revalued.
Okay. I think he hung up to listen.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're in the final segment of today's show, and I kind of surprised Melody when I started talking about the gifts, and so I still think, you know, that the silver and the gold make great Christmas gifts. It's what all you can afford and what you want to give and who you want to give it to. We still stuff stockings at my house, so I always think about stocking stuffers. And what better way than to do that with a silver eagle, maybe for the kids, or the quarters with the grandkids? So, do you have another package, or you want to promote this because that was kind of my idea?
No, it's two little packages. We've got for $30, you can get a silver eagle in a little container that has two snowmen on, says Merry Christmas, and it includes shipping for $30. I mean, you can't beat it, $30.
That's pretty cool.
For that silver eagle in the little package container. And then for something a little bit larger, we do have the 90%. Brilliant uncirculated silver quarters, $25 face value, and the $350 also includes your shipping cost. So it's a great little package. Get the brilliant uncirculated. I know a lot of people say, well, I don't need that brilliant uncirculated, but the premium is at a price that you're basically paying what circulated was 6 months ago. So it really is a great buy at $350.
That is. And there's 100 of those quarters in there. So
there's 100 of the coins, correct.
If you have 100 grandchildren.
Well, you can give them more than a quarter.
Yeah, I guess you can give them more than a quarter.
That's a great little package for your husband, too. So,
it is.
Husband or wife. So,
okay.
Children, you know, older children, you know, to get the whole package, it's a great little item to pick up.
And it has value. It's not some piece of junk that's going to break or take a battery. It's not, you know, a gift card that's going to wear out. This is going to continue to have its value. And so I think it's a great idea. But that's just me. I think it's a great idea.
So they need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And don't buy them all up, because I'm going to have a little talk with somebody and see if I can't get some of those for the stockings.
Santa will bring them for you.
Well, no, I'd see if Santa will approve me ordering them for him. I hope the children aren't listening. But I think it's a great idea. So anyway.
It really is. Well, and the thing of it is with 90% silver, you know, it does preserve your purchasing power. It's going to have a tremendous value here in the near future along with gold. So.
Well, I was talking about the silver eagles in the little mm-hmm. container for the stockings for my children. So I think that would be a great idea to get them started. We got them started a couple years ago. I got some stuff from you, and I distributed to the children. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we are out of time. Oh, my goodness, we're out of time. I want to give their website and her number again. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Give her a call whether you want one of these two packages, or maybe she can fix something else altogether different for you at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. From Melody and Beth Ann with CSE Talk Radio. Melody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
And, you know, we go home for Thanksgiving, or they come home for Thanksgiving, so it's appropriate that we say, bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.